don't apply to, you've already made some minimum standards decisions. You know, we did the rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. You know, you said we are not going to require anything of, you know, the freelance flight instructors, the mechanics, and the mechanics for the itinerant aircraft. So those are minimum standards decisions that you've already made. And this is just word for word out of the rules and regulations. So,
question on those last three there, the ones that did not apply to. Second one, you say mechanics providing services not known available at the airport to tenants of the aircraft spaces. The third one is regarding mechanics providing services to itinerant aircraft. Why wouldn't services not normally available apply in that situation as well?
The second one there is the Larry Kelly exception.
I understand that one. Yeah.
This is the, you know, the B-25 guy that comes in. You know, that's not available here. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, Larry can have his guy come in and do his thing, and we're gonna leave him alone. And then the third one was a NetJets exception. Mm-hmm. That
so
you know, NetJets brings their guys in here.
Not normally available here, but if you know, if I'm passing through an airport, what you're saying is if I'm not based here and I fly my little single engine Cardinal in, and I want to have some work done, I can call somebody else in from out of town and have him come work.
If you're not based here, to the extent required to make it airworthy, you get out of here.
Mm-hmm. But okay.
You know, you can't call the guy in to do your annual. You know, or you know, change the upholstery in your seats, or you know, whatever. You know, you break down here, you call your guy in enough to get you fixed and get you out of here. So, does that answer your question? Or?
I guess it just seems to me that not normally available would apply also.
Yeah, like I said, these three were just word for word out of the rules and regulations.
A lot of companies have their own mechanics.
I understand corporate aircraft and so forth, but you provide services that would only be available to.
Correct.
So that was engine resets and so forth. So.
Yeah. And that was part of the question, but a lot of corporate entities don't allow anybody but their own mechanics to work on our aircraft.
Of course, I guess if we were to say that, we could be considered. As us accounting forcing transient aircraft to use the services on the airport, that would be right.
Especially if it didn't exist.
Well, yeah. No, but
I think everybody passes through Georgetown Airspace should stop in the Sussex Arrow. But I didn't get that.
The general requirement is experience capability. That just says, you know, the county will be the judge of, you know, whether it thinks you have the ability to run the business that you want to run, and that you've got the financial responsibility to, you know, maintain your facilities and that type of thing. And that's mostly to protect the public. The agreement of approval, and this kind of goes back to the rules, same thing we had in the rules and regulations, and where we started tonight with, you know, that you can't engage in a business without some sort of consent from the county. And kind of, Larry wasn't here, but I think you all agreed that the county had the right to do that and probably should. So, all right. And then the top of the next page, future agreements shall not reduce or limit the operator's obligations. This just means, all right, we've got these minimum standards, and Gus wants to run some kind of a business. He can't go to Dave and say, let's write the lease here so I don't have to, I really don't want to follow these minimum standards. You know, I don't want to be open 8 hours a day. I don't want to have this insurance. I don't want to have this facility, whatever. You know, let's write the lease.
I still have the right to try to do that,
though,
right?
Sorry?
I still have the right to try to do that.
Give it a shot. You never know. Or know what goes on right. But that just says, you know, the future, your future leases and agreements, you know, these will be the minimums. Restricted activities, if it's not covered in here, it's considered a restricted activity, and then, you know, you need to get